Could you talk about women's ordination and nuns during the Buddha's time and in modern times, so that the in the Buddha's time, I'm not 100% sure how long after the Buddha say established the first or say like beginning with the five ascetics that one sees in the Dhammacakka, but those were the first religious seekers who took ordination. Could be maybe because it was the Buddha was several years before he went back to visit his home country territory, and. And then it was after that, some years after that, a few years after that, that, because the first nun was his stepmother, along with a large group of the Sakyan, his clan, nobles, noble women. And... So then a woman's ordination was established, an order, they lived in separate communities but had very, very similar training and lifestyle. Over time, then they, about 1,000 or more years after the Buddha passed away, then they say the Bhikkhuni order slowly disappeared, and in modern times it's being reestablished. The first ordinations took place, I think they actually, because it was the Sri Lankan, I'm not sure if they took place in Sri Lanka or in Bodh Gaya, but they were, so that there's a, begun with the from Sri Lanka anyway, and then it's establishing itself slowly, there's I think there's enough interest in certainly in the West as well as in Sri Lanka, in Thailand there's even though, say, on culturally, or not, maybe not culturally, but or traditionally, it's not not common. But there's several communities starting to establish. It's actually they don't have legal. Support, but there, and that's one of the interesting things in Thailand that, you know, really, if somebody's practicing keeping virtuous conduct and is sincere, that they will get supported, and that's happening. So it will, you know, I think that certainly in terms of a modern times, it's something that is needed, and it'll happen. It is happening.